Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Patreon subscribers.
Hello, we're back.
We are back. I almost said Toll Request Podcast, but it is not.
It's our crossover. I was looking at, I was going to get our list of suggestions ready, but then I'm like, oh, we don't have to do any of that at the end of this.
No, although I have to think of a new one for you to give you tomorrow. But today, we are talking about Dabella DeBall. Andy.
Oh, she's so good.
Oh, shit. What is this called?
Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition.
Jesus. Right. Any longer. And I love the name of this episode. Who Let the Dogs Out?
God, I mean, it's
right
like,
on the pulse of such a fad that's going on. Literally probably 20 years too late.
Like, I'm away from this show for 3 weeks at a time, because I don't watch these ahead, because I like to go in just completely fresh. And every time I go back to these every 3 weeks, like, aren't you just like, yes. What's the gang doing this week? It's so good. And it's like with let me promote this, because I always forget to, but I have a Real Housewives of New York podcast that I just started through 3 weeks in. And it's the same thing. Once a week, I watch that just every Sunday, and then we record. And it's just so lovely checking in with those bitches every Sunday.
I told you this before, but I'm so jealous that you're watching it for the first time with fresh eyes.
Well, you need to pick an episode to do for season one if you want to.
That's so difficult. That's like asking which fight of Amber's is the best one, you know?
Or which Babs expression is the best.
Exactly. They're all so good. Oh, I can't wait, though.
Yeah, I know episode 6 is already taken by Cara Berry. But,
nice.
Yeah, but you please pick anything. Okay. They're all so funny.
And from the first season.
Well, I mean, we're just anything upcoming, because we're only 3 episodes in right now.
Right. Okay.
And I know nothing. I don't know what is that going to happen. I don't know
that's
anything.
So cute. You're
I know
a
that bitch
baby.
Is gonna. I know that bitch is gonna throw her leg in like 8 seasons, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and that wasn't that great of a season either.
I thought the finale or the reunion was pretty awesome, but. Yeah, I'm love. Oh, freaking Simon and Alex. They're just the worst.
They're the worst. They're just so cringy that season.
Ew, they're gross. But I love that they're
trying so hard.
They try so hard. But I love that the producers, I think, right off the bat, were like, these two are really going to wear on people's patience. So we're going to drop them in for 5 minutes tops each episode, just so that everyone gets a little taste of them.
Have you guys gotten to how they met yet? Has she shared how they met?
Oh, with the thong? Or was that Ramona? That was Ramona.
Yeah, that was Ramona. Because she was like a fitness model, fitness instructor.
I think
I don't want to spoil it for you then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. So far we know that, when we met, I was spending a week in England and a week in China and a week in Australia and a week in Paris or London.
No.
And Bethany
when you learn
and Jill
how
Malek,
they met,
okay.
When you learn how they met, it's just going to be a whole other level to this couple, and it's gonna snap right into focus for you, though.
It's so good. We just did an episode where Avery goes and auditions for a Burger King commercial, and it's just the best thing I've ever seen. It's like so bad. Anyway, I always forget to talk about it. Okay, but let's, here we are talking about. I need to tell you a little update. Oh, because this is a Teen Mom podcast for me. This is our crossover for my Teen Mom podcast.
Crossover, our women empowering women. Patreon crossover.
For anyone keeping an update on my medical status and my health insurance status, I called my mom this morning and I was like, oh my God, mom, I couldn't even sleep last night because my what's it called? Bronchitis COVID is gone.
Was that
my COVID is gone, but now I just have postnasal drip that is just, there's a constant tickle at the back of my throat if I lie down. So all last night I'd sleep for like an hour and then I'd wake up and just cough so hard that like my entire core is just like, it's sore because it hurt, because like my muscles are just like, I'm completely jolting my whole body. So I call my mom and I'm like, yeah, so this is what's happening. This sucks. Like, do you know any like really good cough drops? And she's like, Amanda, are you sure you don't have COVID? And like, I'm getting so annoyed.
I was
going to
say, do not call your mom and tell her.
Shut up. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I guess, so yeah, no, I get that too, and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, what I'm really worried about, Amanda, is this health insurance situation. And I was like, I told you I was going to be 4 business days, and it's been like 2 business days. And I was like screaming at her on the phone, and she's like, but Amanda, what if something happened? What if you did have? And she just keeps pushing. She's so annoying. And I ended it by being like, fucking Christ, I'll call them right now. And I hung up on her.
Oh.
And so then I called them, and I was approved. And I'm approved for like a tax. They have all these weird things now because so many people are applying for health insurance currently.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'm approved for like some tax rebate where they're paying like $380 a month for me.
Okay.
So, I got that, and then I called her right back, and she's like, hello, and I'm like, all right, so I got insurance. We were screaming at each other.
Did you say you were sorry
other.
To Daphne?
No, she's what? So annoying.
Because she like, this loves isn't you. Me.
Yes, but she knows. She knows what she does. She knows. She's a nagger. She's a fucking nagger.
You know what? My mom can do the it. Same thing, but being a mother myself, it's like I just need to get it out for me, for them to hear. So I feel that at least I got it out and I told you, and then you could do with it what you need to do, but I just need to get it out.
No, we never apologize to each other. I think we're just like sisters. We're just like, can we just know that it's over? And she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows that she's nagging, and she physically can't help it. Like, if I go back to Canada and I have to wake up at 9 a.m. for something, I'll be like, please do not knock on my door to wake me up. I assure you, I have the ability to wake up on my own. But no matter what, 8:59, I can feel her like
fist. She's just waiting.
She can't help it. Like, she can't help but just like be in control of everything. So, but anyway, at least, you know what? At least she pushed me to get it taken care of, and now I have health insurance.
Thank God you figured that out.
Really. Oh, my God.
For those of you who are on my Patreon who are not on Amanda's, she was walking around in the middle of New York City without health insurance starting, like, March 1st.
Breathing in the air. Breathing in the particles. Because somebody fucked up my reapplication and fucked up my citizenship status, and then they took me off anyway. So we're all good. I can go around getting COVID all over the place now, and I'm fine.
You know where you and your mom should go?
Where?
Family boot camp. Oh, you can work on those issues of yours because, I mean, they're really working some serious things out over there. Everyone's going to walk out with a much better relationship leaving here, thanks to Dr. V and Dr. Ish.
Well, it's just, there's a little bit of a wrench in the plan today, though, because Tanya has some random flu. It's weird, right? Where'd the flu come from? It's definitely a flu. It's random.
Totally random.
I believe
random.
Her completely.
It has nothing to do with those pals that were supposed to be here on Friday.
That along with the flu.
Yeah, nothing to do with possible alcohol or pill withdrawals at all. Oh no. No, 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 no.
Amber's like slurring away. She's like, my poor mom is just so sick of the flu. I'm like, did you have her pills? Okay. Do you want to start at the beginning?
All right. Okay. So we start out the episode. We are in the kitchen with Renee Graziano and her sister Jen, and they're talking about how Renee was freaking out the night before because she was yelling at her sisters.
Oh yeah, we get that clip. This is finally where she says that you cost me so much grief. They show that clip 1,000 times per episode.
Yeah, where she's down in the foyer screaming upstairs.
You cost me so much grief.
And of course, I have to notice the food going
Renee's
on this
celery. Right?
Okay, I want to know what's going on.
Why are you celery in the morning?
First of all, this island is not an island. It is
like a banquet table.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen a larger kitchen island in my life. The thing's got to be like 25 feet long, easily.
Yeah, it's bigger than my house.
And there's just bowls, huge, massive bowls of tomatoes and lettuce.
I'm like,
and
how are there
apples
fruit flies everywhere?
Exactly. And like bananas. I mean, they're not eating that much fruit.
Oh, these bitches aren't eating no fruit. You think Amber's eating some fruit?
She just goes down. She's like, I'm hungry. I need like a Red Delicious or something just to fill me up. Do you even keep that kind of stuff on a counter ever?
I keep avocados on the counter. And that is
really?
It. Yeah, because then they, if they hit the sunlight, then they ripen earlier. Where do you keep avocados? In the fridge?
I actually just had, I made myself very bougie lunch, some avocado toast.
And, oh, I had that for breakfast this morning.
Oh my God, we're like twins.
With a fried egg on top and a ton of hot sauce. Ooh, like it was mostly hot sauce. Oh, here. Hello.
Is it Cholula?
Hello, Scout.
Here they come. Was it Cholula? That's
no,
the best kind.
It was a...
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Anyway, who cares?
I was going to say we're matchy-matchy. Are you about to get your period too? Are we cycling up?
I don't know. I feel like I'm just always on my period.
Oh, that's fun. Anyhow, no, I keep all my fruits and vegetables in the refrigerator. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, that dog.
I told you. Paige, put up the gate. No, I keep everything in the fridge. I like everything cold. Pears, avocados, everything except, okay, this is going to have to, I have a dog and a daughter crawling in and out. We're falling apart. We're falling apart over here.
It's just pure panic.
We're not editing this out, you guys. We
are
not.
I have four dogs in my house right now.
You're not doing it. Just, in Jesus or Christ. Out, you're going. Bye-bye. Okay, put up the gate.
If you guys could see, like, just what I see, because I see the dog before Jody does, because there's a French door that has to open and close.
There's a glass French door.
Every 2 seconds, I can see this dog, like, face there, and then she opens the door, and then 2 seconds later, the dog is like scraping on the door to get to go back out. It's the worst.
It really is.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about fruit. I mean, everyone's on the seat of on the edge of their seat.
On the edge of your seats, wondering
your fruit discussion.
Where does Amanda keep her fruit and vegetables? Everyone needs to know.
All right, let's move on past
Dr. Ish and Dr. V are saying today is about sacrifice. And they say Chrissy has been sacrificing so much, she can only carry this for so long.
Yes.
I mean, Chrissy is a real martyr in this situation, but I will give a little background on this because I had Sharita from Say What She podcast. I think you know Sharita. She was going to visit New York. You gave her advice. Anyhow, she gave me the background on Jim and Chrissy and Mama, and she said... I mean, well, Jim is just always sleeping, but Chrissy and Mama are pretty damn terrible. They're just terrible.
I like Chrissy. I like Mama, too.
Yeah, well, she said they both just pretty much suck. So, anyhow, we know that they suck, but in this case, Dr. Ish, Dr. V think Chrissy is, you know, the Madonna. Mm-hmm. Chrissy is then in the kitchen talking with Renee about how much she's brought to this family, and Mama and Jim don't respect her. And Jim and Mama left, and they didn't hear her when she was talking in that booth or whatever, again, because Jim was fucking sleeping.
Yeah.
And she just feels like she just wants to punch someone this morning. Speaking of punching someone, Ambi and Tanya are in the room, and...
Tanya's, like, on the floor, like, dying.
She's not just on the floor. She's on, like, a play mat, because remember, the whole room is, like, a nursery.
Yeah.
Matt's in
his
crib.
It's like those foam, like, jigsaw mats.
It's a jigsaw puzzle with the letters. Yeah. And, Tanya, are you going to be Amber here?
Yeah, I didn't write down the exact dialogue, but you know what? I'll improv along with you. You just
pretty
be Tanya.
Pretty sure you'll get it accurate.
Okay, Mom, are you okay? What's wrong?
I don't want to get you sick. Don't get too close.
No, Mom, I'm here for you. Talk to me. Let me be here for you.
My mom and I, we talk every single day. Whether God, who am I going to talk to?
Mom, I'm here, Mom.
That's why I need you. That's why I need you. You know what I mean?
Smash got to Amber in the booth. She's like, my poor mom is just so sick. She's coughing up a lung. I'm like, is she?
Because she slumped over on the
floor. I don't remember hearing her even like clear her throat once. She's not coughing.
Nope. And then Amber starts apologizing over and over again.
Like, I'm so, don't be, I don't apologize, Mom.
This is, I took this down. Ish-mish sorry.
No, Mom, you don't need to be sorry. I need to be sorry. I need to be sorry for not being there for you.
then Amber.
That's exactly like
she's just mumbling at the end. Then Matt comes in and he's like, oh, you got, did you write down Matt's dialogue? Because I love your Matt. Yeah, he's please, that was such an act.
That is such bullshit. Tonya's playing the victim and Amber plays right into it.
Amber has lots of resentment and Tonya's full of denial.
And then Tonya tells us she's on meds. Oh, yeah, you tell. Oh, let Tonya tell us. Let her explain to us what's really happening here. It's nothing to be worried about, guys.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. You just jumped somewhere. Something. Oh, sorry. Matt says that they're going to have fun today. And then Tonya says, fun.
Oh, I must have missed that part. God. Okay.
And then we cut to the doctors, and they're like, Tonya cannot participate today, but maybe that's a good thing, because Matt and Amber will have to work on issues, because Matt is slimy and slippery, and they can't work on getting, and they can't get out of working on their demons. They actually said Matt is slimy and slippery.
Not even like Matt is being portrayed as slimy, or he
just
reads
right
as
out there. Yeah,
Matt is slimy and slippery. Why do you think that the doctors will not acknowledge that clearly Tonya is going through opiate withdrawal?
Because I think they're just not well educated in that arena.
They know. Mm-hmm. I promise you they know, because in the next episode they get her pills back and she's fine again. Like, there's no way they don't know.
Okay, well, I will get to her dialogue in just a moment, but let's get to the kitchen where the Graziano sisters are still arguing about who triggers who.
Sure.
And then the doctors say that each person in the... Wait, hold on. Here we have a... We have to choose which person in the family do we give the opportunity to. Who do we choose? The person who always sacrifices, or the person who never sacrifices for their family? And Dr. V is sitting pretzel leg style with her shoes on the couch. Fucking monster. And then we cut to Tonya, who does cough three times. She goes, and Dr. Jesus V Christ. Says, Tanya's not well. She needs a doc. Wonder where we can get one.
Not you.
This is where Dr. Ish walks in and he goes, hey, darling, how you feeling?
Tanya's fucking face down in this crib.
Yeah. At this point, Tonya is in her crib, lying with like a blankie and a pillow. And she says, I just feel terrible. I just try to get my stomach not to hurt. And then they go to the couch, and she's like, now she's fine, right? Because now she's gotten her medication.
She's gotten
time.
Her medication, yeah.
She says, I take pain medication for my back. It should have been here Friday, and stick here on top of that the flu, and...
God!
And then the sentence ends right there, and...
It's just so like, the balls that it takes somebody to just lie like that.
And as she's saying that, Matt is sitting... Okay, Amber's in the middle, and Matt's sitting there with his arms crossed, looking off into the distance, and Amber's looking really intensely at her mom, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the flu.
So Dr. Ish tells her, just drink a little bit of water and get some rest, and then she says... I have been trying to drink a lot of water, so it'll help. Oh, yeah, I could do that. That'll be fine.
The camera pans over now to the sign that says, my anger comes from being the child of alcoholic parents. I was suicidal. You're not a good mom, Amber.
And then you hear, thank you. And then he walks out. So his advice to her was...
Sounds like the flu to me, those two coughs.
Drink a little bit of water. She was obviously trying to get at... Maybe you have something you could, like, give me...
Oh,
while
definitely.
I wait for my pills to come. Wink, wink, doc.
But I'm surprised that they didn't give her something. Because if she is a... Like, even just, like, an opiate or, like, a... Well, I guess it's not... They're not her doctor, so they can't really do
right.
it.
Right. And with HIPAA laws...
I don't know, that's dangerous, though, man.
They can't just
what?
Be on... With HIPAA laws, they can't be like, well, she's detoxing in there.
Why can't they say that? She's clearly in withdrawal. Clearly. And she says, my back pain.
Which she's
sure,
never
bitch.
Talked about back pain before.
No, never. Her back pain from, like, when she fell off her bicycle when she was 13.
Sure. Okay, then Matt is talking shit about Amber and Tonya to Brandy Glanville.
Oh, my God, this is such garbage. Amber and her mom
keeps saying we're all together here on this journey. You see how they are together? They're close and they're there for each other. It's been 5 days that they've been re-back in contact.
Re-back?
God, idiot. The story that Tanya told that first night was an incredible half-truth.
Cut to Tanya in the schoolroom. Growing up, they grew up with an alcoholic father that was very verbal, abusive.
Oh, I love it. I love
and
that they keep showing that.
It turned physical.
Very verbal abusive.
Verbal.
Very
verbal abusive.
Verbal abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amber's been saying for 3 years my mom beat the shit out of my dad for his whole life, and now her and Amber have a common enemy. Me.
And then Brandy, like, tells us, like, yeah, I can't really tell if Matt's just, like, full of shit or if he's just a really good liar. I'm like, he's a good liar. And he's not even really that good of a liar.
Can you imagine living in that house and it's just you sitting on the patio drinking your morning coffee and Matt comes around the corner to sit down, like, oh, yeah, morning rosé.
That's the thing is if Matt, like, even approached me, like, my body language would be just, I would stiffen.
You'd be like, oh, no. Shit, I'm getting cornered. God damn it.
Oh,
everyone's
yeah,
got that
drain
person they
energy.
Work with that comes to their desk or that neighbor that you're like, oh, fuck. God.
It's the bitch eating crackers thing where it's like, no
yes.
matter what, you are enraged by that person. Yes. Although Matt actually has reasons to hate him.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt's like, you know, last night when she was screaming about domestic violence, did you notice I didn't say anything but wow?
Yeah, we did notice,
yeah, we
Matt,
noticed.
Because you
it
said
it
about
worst.
37 times in a row. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
And you came across as a complete asshole. Mm. And then, also, thank you, Matt, for wearing a muscle tee in this scene. I was excited to see that. Also, do you notice his big Amber tattoo on his arm? It's, like, huge. It's, like, it takes up his entire forearm.
Oh, he looks so gross in that tank top.
It's, like, one of those stripy little boys.
It's, like, a Target, whatever, Mosimo for men, Arizona brand.
Absolutely.
Terrible.
So, Brandy's, like, Amber's hostile and she needs help. And then she asks Matt if he thinks that Amber is sober. He's, like, she is 100% sober. And Brandy goes, she seems a little off. Is she on an antidepressant?
Like depressed.
Ew. And how much would you fucking murder Dave if he started just telling everyone all the meds that you're on?
Yeah.
Oh, so he says, yeah, she's on a mood stabilizer, an antidepressant.
Oh,
what?
You know what else she's on? I mean, he could not wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now come to think of it. There's another really bad thing they've done. Suboxone.
They bleeped it out.
I thought it was Xanax at first, but then when they re-show it later, they bleep it way shittier. And he's clearly saying Suboxone. Because I thought he was saying Xanax. And then Renee right here is like, because Brandy's like, so she's not sober, honey. And Renee goes, my doctor will give me any type of medication except for that. But then she says Suboxone.
She says, yeah, my doctor won't give me anything.
Yeah.
Or will give me anything except Suboxone.
Suboxone.
They bleep it like Suboxone.
So Brandy's like, oh, are you on lots of meds to keep you sober? And then Renee's like, no, I wasn't on this type of drugs. And Matt's like, oh, you aren't an opiate person? And Renee's like, no, but I would kick you square across the playground because you'll never give her up. And they're like, what? She's like, you'll never give her up.
Which
what does, she
does
mean?
That mean? Okay, I was so, okay, I'm kind of glad that you're confused about that too. I think what she was trying, okay, no, let's back this up. He said to Renee, but are you on opioids? And she said, no. And he goes, see, implying Amber was on opioids. And then Renee said, but I will kick you clear across this room because you never give her up. I think meaning, like, you should never give up her secrets. Like, you should not be snitching on her.
Oh, my God. I read that as Renee trying to say what she was on. And I thought that she was on crystal meth and she was referring to crystal as like a pronoun, but you are clearly right. You are
because
right.
They're all kind of, you know, speaking between the lines here,
right? And that is fucked up. How fucked up is that?
Oh, he couldn't wait to throw that in there. He knows exactly what he's doing.
He shouldn't have even said that she was on an antidepressant, really, because that is not his fucking story to tell. I mean, Amber will tell everyone already. I mean, that's her favorite thing to tell people anyway. So, God. Yeah, so doctors pull Renee out, and now we go on to, like, the challenge here.
Yeah. They get to pick who they want to give this opportunity to. So they say, listen, and you listen carefully, because we're talking to you and only you.
Yeah, Renee's what did I do now?
You are not to speak of this conversation with anyone else today. Step into the confessional, open it, and read it out loud. So Renee reads this letter on how she could take the place for her sisters during a very stressful situation that's
for
going to happen this afternoon.
For one or both of them, which I don't really understand what that means. Does that mean she has to go twice?
Well, she could take the place of one of her sisters or both of her sisters. And the decision is final.
But then it's not final, because then they're able to renege it later.
Well, they said the decision is final. And don't discuss the letter.
But what does it mean if she wanted to take both of their places?
Meaning, like, if she just wanted to step in just for one of her sisters, she could. And the other one would still have to do
it. Oh, so it doesn't mean she has to go twice. It just means she has the power to make one of them go if she needed to.
Yeah, that's what it or is. Do it twice, I guess.
She doesn't go twice, though. I think it's more that you can choose to make one of your sisters do it, or you can just do it for everyone.
Yeah, and they can't talk about this letter to anyone, and failure to do so will result in an extreme punishment
for the
entire family. Well, hold on. I'll talk about what I would do when we get to some of the other families.
Okay.
All right. Why? What would you do?
Oh, if I knew that this was the challenge, I'd be like,
well, they don't
me in.
Know. They don't know what the challenge is.
Right.
Yet,
I would be scared that it would have something to do with cockroaches or heights. And I would say no. I'd be like, I would assume that maybe I could jump in later. But no, if it was going to have to do with cockroaches or heights, I would. There'd be nothing you could. I wouldn't do it.
If it was for. Actually, you know what? I could say without a doubt, if it was for either one of my kids or my mom, I would take their place. Anyone else, you guys are fine.
I guess my mom would. Because my mom is more scared of heights than I am and more scared of cockroaches.
But you're fine. You're a girl, man. You could do it. My sister is my brother. You guys are fine. You're on your own.
I would do it for Walter.
Oh.
Maybe not you, Latrice, because you're annoying as fuck.
All right. So Renee. Oh, wait. I already said that. Let's see. Oh, so she decides she's going to stay out of it because she wants her sisters to feel something for once.
Right.
All right.
It's always me taking out the everything for everyone. They need to do something. Which is, I guess, what the doctors wanted her to do. They wanted her to not do it.
It's really confusing later, because I feel like they changed the whole meaning of this challenge several times.
Absolutely. And I just never really understand what side the doctor's on here.
They keep switching it up.
Yeah.
Because they have to have conflict.
Yeah, true.
Right. Mama and Chrissy and Jim are talking about Chrissy moving to Miami, and they're screaming back and forth to each other.
No, Jim is there, but he's not talking. I should say, yeah. He's just stoned and is a body in the
I have a picture
room.
I'm going to text you while we're recording later of Jim, and it's just amazing.
Oh, my God. He's just asleep.
He's just sitting there. And I think what Mama is trying to say is that Chrissy, since she's basically married to Jim, even though they're not married, they're engaged, whatever Chrissy does, it affects Jim, which affects her because they are a package. And Jim doesn't like how Chrissy is yelling back at his mom. Then she's upset because she feels like she's in the middle. Same story as always. And Mama doesn't care about Chrissy giving anything because she ended up taking Jim away to Miami anyway.
Sure.
Whatever. All right. So the doctors now invite Matt, and they give the letter to Matt. And Matt needs to prove his commitment to the family. So today is the day. And then he reads
Saint
the letter.
St. Matthew, Mr. Martyr.
St. Matthew of Anderson, Indiana.
First of all, they're like, so Tanya's not even involved in this. So then he reads it. He's like, I will take it for both of them.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, though, because Tanya's not even a factor. So what a fucking hero.
Dear Matt, later today, Amber and Tanya must complete a very distressing task. And he goes, geez, I don't know what to do. Really, Matt? You really don't know what to do.
And then
of you opting out.
It keeps showing that flashback of Amber being like, you're the one that throws himself down the stairs and punches himself in the face. And then takes pictures of it and threatens to send me back to jail. And he's like, wow, whoa.
But now he's a martyr.
Yeah.
He makes like a no-brainer. Like he's a real man. He's like, I will take both of the places. And he goes, dun, dun, dun. And now Chrissy gets the same letter, and she...
We don't see anything.
We just see her come back into the kitchen, and she calls up the producer. And this is where I kind of turned on Chrissy, because she came off real bitchy. She picks up a phone, calls the production assistants, and she just goes, vodka, now. And
I thought it was kind of lighthearted, actually.
It was really rude. I'm like, you say please and thank you, because those are the people that are running the show.
Sure.
Then Guy, Brandy's dad, gets the same letter, and he says, well, Brandy is in very good shape, and this is probably not a very good thing for me, so...
Well, I would agree, though. Thank you.
Okay, this is exactly where I was going to say.
Like, they were going to make Mama do... There's no way they were going to let Mama do this. Like Nancy. Or him, or Guy. Like, he could literally break a hip or die.
Yeah, this is where I was going to say, absolutely, if my mom were to go in there, I would hope she would say, I'm 70-some years old. I love my daughter, but listen, she's going to have to take this one.
They say later, like, this task has nothing to do with skills or with athletic ability. Yes,
it has to do with sacrifice. You are going to be flung through the air and taken down by an 80-pound German Shepherd.
Minus the dog. Like, the dog, like, that's not hurting you, whatever, all that. But you are still being knocked. You're being knocked to the ground.
And running in a suit that probably weighs 40 pounds.
Sure.
I mean, that thing's heavy.
And you don't know what angle that dog's going to hit you from. So, you could land on anything. I mean, you're wearing a helmet and everything, but that's still going to smart for the next
And he doesn't know exactly what it is. I mean, they could be bungee jumping. They could be jumping out of a plane. It could be... a trust fall. Who the hell knows?
So yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he was wrong in this necessarily.
No, they shouldn't. The old people shouldn't have to do anything physical. It's like totally.
It was
dangerous.
Really shitty that they put Guy up to this. They should have put Brandy in there.
Yeah,
like
but
would
she would
you
have
sacrifice
done it, though.
For your dad?
That's the thing. Is their issue is that Guy won't love her unconditionally.
Yeah, but then she's gonna look like the martyr.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Back in the kitchen, Chrissy is still demanding her vodka, and Brandy says she wants to get Chrissy all liquored up so she could do her drill after this, because they still don't know what it is. And Amby pipes in, and Amber, okay, let's set the stage. The rest of the women are wearing, like, workout gear, but it's cute. They have on, like, the athletic, stretchy material pants. Not the cotton stretch, but, like, the sweat-wicking. Like, they're ready to work out, and Amber is down there in, like, the, no offense, Indiana. I mean, I'm, like, right next to you guys, but she's got, like, the cotton leggings. You're not meant to really work out
like
in them. They're, like, lounging.
Stirrup pants. Like, they might as well have stirrups.
And just a boxy 100% cotton t-shirt. Nothing wrong with
baggy.
It.
Baggy. No, absolutely not.
But you're not going to want to be doing the physical challenge
and
in this
her,
thing.
Like, and her headscarf thing. She's
oh,
she's
she wearing
the headscarf.
Oh, that's right. She has a tight bun and the I'm a grown-ass woman headscarf. Very pastel. We're in a pastel place.
It's like very Easter. It's I'm feeling Easter.
And Amber's on the other side of the island, and she
holding a drink,
a champagne flute. Champagne flute with champagne right to the tippy top.
Yeah.
And she makes a comment to Brandy about Brandy drinking wine all day and how she starts in the morning and she drinks all day. And Brandy's like, wait, what? What'd you say? And Amber's like, you started drinking in the morning. You, like, drink all the time. I mean, it's not a big deal or anything.
I'm not accusing you of being an alcoholic. Well, it sounds like you are, because I don't know what else that would imply.
But Brandy kind of gives it away here, because she turns to the rest lady and she says, is that the perception you all get? Because I don't. I mean, you drink.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah. You drink and you're sober. And she's looking at Amber, which is a very good point to make.
She wasn't saying it like that. She was saying, oh, well, how about you? Because you're sober and you're drinking.
Okay.
And then Amber goes, no, actually, this is only my second time drinking it. And Brandy goes, oh, today.
Today.
Amber goes, no, for your information, this is my first drink of the day. So what is your point? And also, sure, girl, let's rewind the tapes, because I'm pretty sure every clip me and Jody have seen of this, you have a drink in your hand.
Right. I mean, I think Brandy has an alcohol problem.
Of course, she does, and she's at least aware that she does.
Because her wording on that is that the perception you all get? Like, she really wants to know, are you guys perceiving me as drinking all day? Because Like, are you seeing really what I am doing? Because she is drinking all the time.
That's the thing. It wouldn't bother her if this wasn't something that she actually was sensitive
about. Or you'd be like, yeah, I'm here and I'm drinking all day because this is some harsh shit we're going
exactly.
through.
Exactly. Because if I was if I was hanging out with a bunch of people and we were doing cocaine and I was doing a bunch of cocaine and somebody turned to me and was like, God, you sure love your cocaine. You do cocaine all day. I'd be like, no, I don't. Because I truly don't.
Yes, yeah, same. Me too. All my friends. Totally.
But it would be the kind of thing where I wouldn't be offended by it. I'd be like, you're just wrong, but fine. Like, you can think that if you want.
Cody, I'd be like, it's free alcohol. Of course I'm drinking all fucking day here. What else are we going to do? We're waiting around for the cameras to get set up.
Me and Jody haven't been drinking since we started our weight loss journey. We both had our night sweats. We got the night sweats out.
We got our Tanya on.
We got our Tanya a day out.
Our back medication didn't get here on time. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So then Amber starts yelling back at her, saying, I'm not like calling you an alcoholic. That's not what I said.
While and she's holding her own champagne flute at 10 a.m. That's just the most outrageous part of it.
And then Brittany's like, listen, yeah, I like rosé and I handle myself until I don't.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, girl.
Again, at least she's conscious about it. And Amber stomps off with her glass, and Chrissy's now annoyed that Amber just needs attention all the fucking time. She's always stirring shit up. And Chrissy at least knows what's going on with Amber before these doctors do. Because she's like, listen, she always wants attention. And the only attention she wants is when she wants to make herself a victim. She's always got to be the victim.
Yeah.
And then the Grazianos, it's funny, which seems like a really quick switch. Because if you remember at the end of the last episode, Renee was actually on Amber's side.
Well, against Matt, though.
Sure.
Because, like, I'm on Amber's side against Matt. Like, I would stand up for Amber to Matt if I was there, too. But it doesn't mean that I like Amber.
Right. Well, yeah, they all fucking hate her. And the Grazianos said that they're going to stick a fork in her. She's done. Or they're going to stick a fork in her throat. Then they get called outside, and you just see a pack of barking, rabid, what are they? German Shepherds.
German Shepherds. But then Amber, this is one endearing part. This is great. She's like, puppies! And they're German Shepherds! She's like, I have a Bull Mastiff and a Rottweiler. Like, I was like, you, there's some good in you. Like a little, but, or it might be like the Hannibal Lecter.
Or she doesn't shy away. She's not afraid of foaming at the mouth dog. She's like, oh, because that's exactly what she does when she gets angry.
Because sociopaths can still have a love for animals. So here's like a thing where it's like, I feel like she does like animals and like is nice to them.
I think maybe when she gets them when they're puppies, because every time we saw her, those dogs were outside jumping and drooling all over that back door.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Remember one episode, like, a cat goes missing and Matt has to crawl under the deck to, like, find it or something.
Oh,
like,
God.
A lot like an in Teen Mom. All right.
Yikes. Okay, so Dr. Ish says, it's very scholarly introduction here by Dr. Ish.
Yeah, this is funny.
There's been all types of data that's been documented that therapy dogs can help with depression, anxiousness, all types of things. Unfortunately for you guys, these are not those types of dogs. There's all types of data that's been documented. Mm, right. Okay, great play
Thanks.
On words there, buddy. And yeah, these are not those type of dogs. These are scary as hell dogs. German Shepherds scare me. They just do.
Oh, I love German Shepherds. They're sweet. And
oh,
these dogs,
not all of them. I got pushed down the stairs by one.
Oh, well, okay. You think it was premeditated?
I was standing at the top of the stairs. It cornered me, and then it pushed me down.
Like, it took its paw and was like,
it took a running start and it rammed into my body. I was like five.
Was it
and I
like
went tumbling downstairs?
At you?
It was
to play
a mean
with
dog.
You.
It did not want to play with me. It wanted to
it
get
wanted
rid
to
of me.
It wanted to end you.
Yeah.
Like, this bitch needs to go.
Oh, I remember.
All right. Well,
and then it like, and then it after I was at the bottom of the landing, it like walked and ran off over my back and then took off.
Yep. Oh no, that sucks. Okay, well.
So when you ask that question, would I be able to do this? Yes, because it's actually happened to me before.
Okay, well. That aside, these dogs are like they make sure to get all these close up shots of the dogs like foaming and barking, but like that's not what's happening. Like. If you showed a wide shot of all this, the dogs would be sitting there doing nothing. Like, these aren't aggressive dogs. They are trained dogs for this. They are trained.
Okay.
These are good dogs. They are working. Also, if they were aggressive dogs, they'd be, like, they know exactly where to bite. They're biting just at the arms. They're not going for the face. Like, they're not aggressive dogs. They are trained to run after that mark, grab the arm, and, like, shake. They're not, like, actually, like, mad.
They got Chrissy's back, I'm pretty sure.
Jody's not buying it. Well, they're trained to get pieces of, like, the...
Flesh.
No, of, like, the costume. Like, they're aimed to go at certain parts. They're trained to go after certain parts of the
body.
I want to
see, like, a certified collar or, like, a little tag or something. I didn't see that on any of those dogs.
So you think these are just wild, crazy dogs, and they're like, let's see what happens.
No, I don't think they were, like, feral dogs they picked up, but I don't think they're, like, certified.
I promise they are. They would. Do you know how much of like a liability that would be if they took untrained dogs and
they
sick
let
them
those
on
dogs?
People?
They let the dogs sick on them for a long time.
Not really. If
they
didn't,
could not get them off of them.
But if they didn't resist, then they like when Renee got taken down, she was like, "Okay, puppy, okay," and the pup like the dog was kind of like over it.
Oh, so you're not supposed to resist a dog that's chewing on you?
Well, Chrissy's down there going. Ah!
What a crazy reaction when two fucking German Shepherds, almost 200 pounds, take you down. That's
I don't know.
Crazy.
To me, I feel like the sensation would just be like playing with a big dog.
Oh my God, we are two completely different people. Wow.
Although I didn't get pushed down a set of stairs by some like.
And I told you, I was running in my
German
old.
Shepherd in the world.
I was running in my old neighborhood and a golden or a yellow lab came running out of its house and jumped on me. Then I had another, it was like half beagle, half Cujo, jumped over its fence and
oh,
got
Jesus.
Me.
Jesus.
I
are
know,
they
I'm,
going after you to bite you? Like, are they biting you?
Well, they didn't
you?
Come out to play. They came out and jumped on me.
And did they bite you?
Well, I was like this, like, with my
like,
arms
were they
up
like,
in the air.
Were they like running after you aggressively?
Yeah, and barking.
Oh, okay.
One bolted
oh, okay.
out
that,
of its
no,
house.
That's scary. That would scare the shit out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, especially when you have headphones on. Anyhow.
Okay,
so today's exercise is arguably, keyword here, arguably, the most frightening we've ever done. The chosen person has to put on a bite suit and they have to run down, I'd say probably like 40 yards and cross the yellow line. That's the goal. Obviously, yeah, none of them are going to make it.
Well, Brandy basically makes it. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's another argument here because I don't think they should have let that dog jump on her. Anyhow, so Dr. Ish says these tactically trained dogs are going to be the perfect reality check. And Jim flicks off the camera like, fuck this, I'm not doing it. Amber then turns around to apologize to Brandy about calling her an alcoholic. And Brandy's like, okay, that's great. Thank you. And as she's saying, thank you, okay, that's good, Amber keeps going. She's like, I didn't finish what I had to say. And gets pissed off.
I thought those were the flashbacks, though.
No, that was out there.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Guy, Brandy's dad, was like, we're good. You said you're sorry, we're good. And then Amber's like, she starts like cracking her neck and stretching her neck. Like,
she's getting ready for
a prison fight. And the Glanvilles thankfully are up so they can get out of that situation. And they've chosen one of you to do this. Brandy, suit up. And then they want to see if Guy is going to step up and change his mind and sacrifice for his family or not. Now, here's the thing. If they already told him the decision is final, then it's almost putting him in a bad spot, because if he thinks the decision is final, he's not going to speak up and be like, oh, can I do it?
Yeah, because they don't say, anybody want to switch
any
it
second
now?
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Or anyone want to? Yeah, exactly. So he's just like sitting there like, okay. And again, he's like, in his late 60s, 70s, I would hope Brandy would be like, oh, thank God my dad doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
That's what I would be thinking. So Brandy sprints. She does make it across that yellow line, but the dog fucking snipes her halfway in the air and keeps biting her. And then she says,
it's
nothing
not biting
a little
her. It just grabs on and then it just shakes. It's not like it's continually biting.
Okay, so when you bite onto, okay, you don't eat meat because you're all healthy. When you bite onto, a piece of chicken,
let's say that.
Okay, when you bite onto a piece of chicken, do you just, like, let go right away and just hope that you chew it all by itself? Or do you bite on it and chew it and then you let go and swallow?
I think you're missing the finer points of trained attack dogs. Okay.
I'm just telling you, the trainer is standing there trying to pull the dog off, and the dog won't let go. I feel like there should be a command word, like, release.
Yeah, that was weird, because at one point, the trainer has to, like, lift the dog, like, up into the air.
At one point, the entire time on all of these people, Chrissy, there's two trainers there, and they're grabbing the dogs by the collar trying to rip them off.
Yeah, we need dogs like Brandy from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, my God, really?
Nope.
You have to watch that. Don't let Paige watch it. Okay. But it's my favorite movie of the past couple of years. Okay, anyway. So Brandy does fine. And she's like, I'm fine. She's like, it just really knocked the wind out of me. And she's like, I'm definitely going to have a bruise.
Yeah.
Nothing
a little white
down
wine and rosé won't fix what. Yeah, well, yeah, when a dog bites you, Amanda, you might get a bruise. Jones family, you're up. Mama is laughing. I thought this was so bitchy of her. And she's like, I'm going to do what you're doing, Jim. As long as you do it, I'll do it. But you know what? It's not going to matter because Chrissy's going to go first. Which I thought was so bitchy. And Chrissy's like, what the fuck? You guys are going to make me be the one to go first. And she's like, well, because we're not doing it, you're going to go. I thought that was a real asshole move.
Well, Chrissy sent herself in for Nancy, which I would love to see what they would have done if, like, Nancy. There's
not
going to.
Well, they suited Nancy up.
I know, but come on.
Did you notice that Jim and Nancy had on helmets? Brandy didn't get a helmet.
Oh, she didn't? Yes,
no.
She did.
No, she did not. Hmm. If you go back, she did not have a helmet.
Interesting.
Maybe then when they realized that she got sniped halfway in the air and came flying down on her head.
Like, let's toss some helmets on everybody. Just
and they were like case. They were like bicycle helmets. These were not. I don't think they were the right kind of helmet. Anyhow. So Jim and Nancy get suited up. They're like, hold on. I think we're going to make a switch here. Chrissy. So, of course, she's got to go in. And, there we go.
But Jim has to also go. So what happens here?
They say, like, one, two, three, go. Jim, I think, just, like, starts walking. Like, he does not give
strolling.
A fuck. And both dogs go for Chrissy.
Well, but I also because they're like 3, 2, 1, go, and Jim just starts strolling, and Chrissy starts screaming and running at the same time. Which, okay, that's what the dogs want.
I think she can hear the breath of the dogs, both of them coming at her at the same time. And as the dogs are taking her down and not releasing, the trainers haven't made it over, Jim goes,
damn, they don't like you, babe.
Damn, he don't like you, babe. And he's standing there.
However, what is Jim supposed to do, though?
I don't know.
What is Jim supposed to do?
I don't know. I asked myself that same question. I'll be totally honest. I'd be pissed if Dave would have just stood there and watched, even though he's not trained to pull them off, as I would be, like, tossed around like a rag doll on the ground. I'd be making sustained eye contact with him.
Do you see this? Do you see?
You're going to fucking die.
No, but there's a difference between him being like, damn, babe, those dogs are eating the shit out of you. Or being like, are you okay? Just stay there. Like, just acting concerned at all and not, like,
he could not possibly be any more calm than he is.
Yeah. He was, like, loving this. He thought
it was
funny.
Didn't even flinch. Just stand there. They don't like you. Yeah, it does nothing. And then the experts say, now she knows who she can truly count on. And I'm like, the dog trainers? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoever the manufacturers of the suit are? Portwoods, you're next. So we've decided that it's going to be you, Amber.
Amber actually was, like, fine with it. She was like, all right.
She was excited. Amber was ready for this. She was born for this challenge.
She's like, I can just see her, like, taking that dog down and just, like, ripping that dog's heart out with her bare hands.
So she's, like, again, kind of, like, stretching her neck. Like, she's got her hands and feet like she's about to do sprints in the Olympics. And they go, 5, 4, 3, and then you cut to Matt, and he's got his hand over his mouth laughing. God. And then Dr. V goes, 5, 4, 3, we're going to make a switch. And then he gives a thumbs up from that motion around his mouth. He was not going to step in, was he?
Oh, no. He was like, oh, maybe they misheard me when I was in the booth.
Yeah, but he was pulling it off like, oh, yeah, I knew she was going to give up at that 5, 4, 3. Yeah, he does that thumbs up like, oh, yeah, perfect time.
Jesus.
Bullshit. He was not going to step in at all. And I want to know if you noticed what he was wearing.
No.
He had on capri-length sweatpants.
No!
And his little calvesies and his tank top, because he's like, you know, he's going to work out. He's going to break a sweat, bro. Yeah. So Jesus. He steps in, suits up. Without his glasses, which made him look so much more ugly. And I'm going to let you take it from here while I send you a little screenshot because, I took a screenshot of him running and it's amazing.
Oh well, Matt, like, runs. He gets taken. Like, it's really, he's fine with this. Like, they take him down. He's like, all right. And then he goes, it felt good to make that sacrifice for Amber and Tanya. Because Tanya's physically not good right now. And for Amber, I was much more afraid of the prospect of her doing it than I was ever putting that suit on myself.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I just hit the thing. Okay, I have to send it. And I will post this photo because it's so good. I want to be that person. I will pay whatever amount it is to have the dog in my hands ready to release onto me.
Yes. Oh, my God. What? He looks like such a fucking derpy derp.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Yes. Can we post this with the...
Oh, we're going to post it. Like, the way his legs are... Like, they're too far apart to run.
Can't you just put this into the picture?
Dropbox thing? Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah, just change out the celebrity boot camp or the marriage boot camp.
Oh, I will.
Thing and put this in instead.
Sure. Oh, God. Without the glasses, he just looks like such a dork.
It's like, dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. You can, like, hear his Boston accent as he's running. Like, he runs with a Boston accent. All right. So, is that... Oh, the Grazianos. Grazianos? There's no N? Oh, I'm thinking Glanville. The autocorrect with all
so
of
like,
these names
who,
is just...
Who do you think should go? And they're all like, push through the fear. And we leave off there. And then we get that interstitial where Chrissy is telling Jim, as they're all waiting to get attacked by the dogs, that Amber told Brandy, it seems like she's always got a glass of wine in her hand, and that Brandy responded with, like, rosé all day. And Jim starts guffawing and throws down his hat laughing. He's like, oh, my God, laughing his ass off that, like, Amber's trying to take Brandy down. They all think she's such a huge fucking joke. And Amber can do nothing but sit there. She hears them all talking about her. But again, what are you going to go up against Jim Jones and Mama? No, you're not.
Did you see the preview for next week where Brandy, like, takes off her shirt and she's wearing, like, pasties on her tits? And
no.
she's like giving Jim a lap dance. And Chrissy's like, she better know how to fight or something like that. I don't know. It's going to be good.
That is going to be good. And just really quickly, while Amber's sitting there and they're all laughing at her in her face loudly, obviously loud enough for the cameras to pick up, she goes, I don't like that passive aggressive shit, man. Like, I don't think you understand the meaning of passive aggressive.
Yeah, they're outright laughing in your face. They're basically pointing and laughing at you.
They're pointing and laughing and throwing things down and laughing at her. So back to the Grazianos. Jen is crying because she's nervous and she doesn't want to do it because she's scared, which would absolutely be me. So Renee says she's going to step in and do it. And then the doctors start telling her, no, you're not, because this is a repeating pattern. This repeating pattern of codependency. And this is where I'm like, what the fuck is this all about? Because
yeah,
you said it was about sacrifice. Now it's about codependency.
Right.
And I thought that Renee was the problem. So you want her to step in or you don't want her to step in?
Yeah. And the past 2 weeks has been that Renee is the issue. She's like the most fucked up one. But now they're like, Renee is always the one that comes to everyone's rescue.
Yeah, but they were saying that they're the ones always doing shit for her because she won't do it. Remember, they're like, oh, give Renee. She's got to have the big bed because she's got to do everything.
But now the doctors are saying that Renee is the one that always does everything. So I don't know what they changed their opinions. Yeah.
Renee suits up and she takes maybe
a step and a half. It's like 3, 2, 1, run. Like, boom. She takes one step and she's down. But then she's kind of like, okay, puppy.
Yeah, she's just playing. She's like putting her hand in their mouth. It's like, oh, yeah, boo, you just teething.
That would be me. So
just like Giuliani took the mob down, I was down. But she loved it. She loved it. She's an animal lover.
She did good. Yeah, she is. So that's it. Like, everyone did a great job. So now everyone's going to chillax. And Renee, Brandy, and Chrissy are just going to talk some shit on Amber.
Yep.
If I were in this house and I, like, heard them talking about, I would be knocking over women and children to get down to that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, wait for me!
I'd be running, like, with a chair under each arm, like running in there, like, you guys want to sit down?
Yeah.
Let's sit down for this one. It's going to be good.
Box of rosé.
Yeah.
I got the rosé.
Like,
so
taking
good.
Snacks out of, like, my cleavage. Like, let's go, girls.
Oh, fuck,
come on.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hear it.
Let's bitch sesh all night. So Renee, Brandy, and Chris. Yeah. So Renee is really pissed because
the whole thing with her sisters.
What? Well, yeah, that, none of that. But Renee's like, that. What she said to you, Brandy, was not, and Chrissy's over there playing pool by herself. And she's like, unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee's like, next time she does that. And Brandy goes, well, she's high. And then she's not high. And then she's not high. And she's, and Renee's like, she is high. And Brandy's like, yeah, because she is. After what her boyfriend told us, that her, that and her alcohol, and she's worried about my rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee's like, one more word from her about any of us, she's not going to want what she's going to get. And I was like, yes, I can wait.
Yeah, they got their claws into her.
I mean, I'm sure nothing
her.
Gets physical because I feel like we all would have heard about it.
Yeah, but they have her number. They know exactly how to push Amber's buttons. They know what she's going to do so they can already be ready to react,
fabulous.
You know?
So now all the boot campers are called to the boot camp for him. Ooh. And they ask Brandy, what if we told you you didn't have to do that challenge today? And Brandy's like, I would be really fucking pissed.
I'd say fuck you.
Yeah. And your dad had the chance to save you and he didn't. And then Brandy just doesn't say anything because, like, that would be insane.
Yeah. And then she goes, well, your dad opted not to save you. Like, the wording on that.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Brandy, what?
How did it feel?
Oh, she asked Guy first, right? What does it feel like to watch your daughter be taken down by an 80-pound dog? And he goes, it doesn't feel good. Didn't feel good. Doctor, how many times have you taken a step back from your fatherly instinct?
Ooh.
Brandy, did it feel like your dad was protecting you when he stood up in front of a room full of people and called you an escort. Oh, this gets so good. And Brandy goes, well, I think he was being honest for the first time in a long time, which, what?
Exactly.
Is she admitting she's an escort?
Yes. She goes, because she was very calm, and she's like, actually, yeah. I think he was being honest for the first time in a long friggin' time.
Which is weird, because, so like, you agree with him.
Right.
But I feel like the doctors wanted her to be like, no, he's
absolutely
not a good team. But don't worry, because Amber's here to keep the drama spinning.
And I just want to say for a moment, if she were a good daughter, she would have said, well, actually, thank God he didn't, because I wouldn't want my dad, who's older, out there getting attacked by a dog. So I'm glad it was me.
Like being thrown down to the ground. So Amber goes, yeah, well, he told me in the kitchen last night when it was just me and him out of nowhere. I don't know why that got brought up. And then they show like a little flashback of like black and white footage of him just being like, she was an escort.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber's like holding a drink, of course.
Yeah.
And Renee goes, and that shit right there, that is something you're not supposed to bring up, because that shit is not something you're supposed to
but
do.
But this
to
is
her.
Real. This is real shit.
It's real. And Renee's like, oh, you hear y'all saying you're so real, and you're not. So good. This Renee voice is really sitting.
And then
well
she says,
in my
if you're so real, you should know that's gonna fuck with her. Meaning, that's going to fuck with her reputation that you just outed her again that she's an escort.
God, Amber sucks. So, Guy's like, I should have, when Brandy got taken down by that dog, I should have ran out there and helped her. It's like, well, we wouldn't have let you do that, Guy.
Guy, we wouldn't have let you do that. You shouldn't worry about what people are going to think. Well, then
what is this all about?
What was the point?
Why are we here?
Exactly. Oh my God. Because they're trying to be like, Guy, you should have sacrificed yourself for your daughter. But then he's like, you're right. I should have gone out there. They're like, no. Why would you worry about what we think of you, Guy?
Jesus.
Fucking A.
And I was thinking, just like, if this was in any way a reputable therapy, just alcohol would not be allowed in here. Like, that's like just the craziest part. Like, you don't really let yourself think of that, but just how fucked up it is that alcohol is not only allowed but encouraged, and it's never mentioned. Like, they're never like, hey, why are you guys drinking at 9 a.m like, they are definitely encouraged to do that.
Oh yeah,
it's so fucked up. So
Portwoods.
The doctor says to Amber, they tell Amber that Matt volunteered to take both positions. And they say to Amber, with a straight face, they say this to Amber. It's time to let somebody else take care of you once in a while,
and
Amber.
She's nodding, like squinting, like, mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's zany.
The last thing Amber needs is someone to do anything else for her.
For her to let somebody take care of her?
Yeah, take care of you once in a while. Only time will tell if Matt's that person.
And then Amber's in the confessional being, no matter how much fighting and shit we went through yesterday, he was still willing to sacrifice. Mm. And that's strong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess that makes up for all the lying and the cheating.
And he like reaches over and is like rubbing her leg.
Yeah,
ugh.
Gross.
Nasty.
The Joneses, they go to the Joneses. They say that Chrissy decided to sub in for Nancy and wanted to see if Jim would step up for Chrissy. But again, the option was never given to them on the field to jump in for anyone.
No. I'm going to send you a photo, and I am not making this up at any point. I'm sending you actually two photos during this section when the experts are talking to the Jones family.
Can you just make family. A collage of this, please?
Oh, I absolutely will. And in case you guys can't see it, because, you know, we're recording, Jim is asleep.
Oh,
he
my
is,
God.
He is
full
sleeping.
Asleep. He's not just squinty-eyed. He's in REM.
He's in a full REM cycle. He's not even awake.
This second one, it looks like he's looking down at his fingers or something. But the first one, he's absolutely asleep.
He's asleep. Yeah. That's why, you know, Mama appreciates in the end, however, that Chrissy stepped in and did it.
I wrote that down.
Wow, she really doesn't hate me then.
I found her voice like last week. It's actually, it sounds like it's low, but it's actually a high voice. That's like the weirdest
thing. It's got this. That. I told you
it's
that.
Like up here. It's up here. It's up here like that. There it is. That's the voice right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right
it's there. Got that little rattle thing that's spin around.
It's raspy, but it's high up. It's very high. It's high up in your voice. It's almost like a Babs voice. No.
Oh.
It's not a Babs voice. I don't know what this voice is. This might be a new one. This might be somewhere in my.
It's like a series of nodes that are rubbing up against each other in her throat.
Oh, I mean, a lot of like
friction in there.
Renee, Babs, Deb. Yeah. I always put a little friction in there too. I wanted to say that. Oh yeah, she goes
when Chrissy steps up like that. I was like, wow, she really don't hate me, huh?
And then I wrote that I imagined in that moment my ex boyfriend's mom.
Oh no,
running and having dogs attack her, and I just. I felt so happy. I smiled.
Oh my God, I can picture my own.
Oh God. It would be so amazing. Except, I mean, love it.
If I may be so bold, I would request the dog, like, one behind the knee. So, like, she would just buckle first and then one to come and take her down by the back.
I would want this bitch to be just, like, I would want these dogs to, like, just go to town on her. A pack of them. I just imagined it. I was like, that's how much I fucking hate that person. I don't want anyone to be attacked by dogs.
I get it.
Okay, so Renee, sorry.
Oh, wait, Jim says.
What?
Jim wakes up.
Renee initially refused, which is what the doctors wanted, but then she jumped in last minute.
Again, they want some people to jump in, they want some people to jump out, but then when they jump in, they say, I wish she didn't. They were hoping Renee would say no and make you two do something for once. And Jen bristles. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? We do everything like, for her.
Fuck, yeah. In comes Judge Lynn Toler to give her insight.
What?
What, do you have more stuff?
I didn't see that.
Judge Lynn Toler comes
in? That was the last episode.
That happens here.
I didn't see that.
What? How did this end for you?
Okay, well, you go, because I watched it on Daily Motion. You go.
Okay, the judge comes in, and she said that she was watching all of this, and she said that to the Granzianos, you are all error hoarders. You didn't see any of this?
No.
She goes, she's like, you know, you're all good. You love each other. I'd want you on my team in a night fight, but you all just marinate in that sin bucket. You keep that bucket of sin, and we need to put a closure on the sins.
Oh.
And then... she tells Jim that he actually needs to play a role in his family. But and then I write, he's asleep.
Exactly.
She tells asleep. Guy that Brandy wants a sense of unconditional love from him. And then she goes, Amber, you struggle with mental health issues. And you're like, this thing keeps blowing out of control. And I'm going to tell you something. Your diagnosis is not your destiny.
Oh.
I want you to find a good center somewhere. Strength isn't the ability to holler at somebody. Strength is the ability to not allow what they said to bother you at all. And Amber's like, nodding. Brandy, and then the smash cut to Brandy and her dad just on the couch, like the confessional couch. And Brandy's like, if I was Amber, I would check myself into a mental health facility and stay there. And then Guy goes, yeah, she does need help. She needs a lot of help, that one.
Yeah.
And then she tells Matt, you can't be with her and not be a right guy. She's special. She has special needs. Special wants.
What? That's an interesting way to put it.
She has her own special desires. And then Matt, like, you know, on the confessional couch is like, her observation does not define our life. She was right based on what she knew and observed for that day. And then Amber and Tanya are like, observed, yep, yep. I'm like,
observe.
Yeah, Tanya's like back on the couch.
Jesus.
Renee now starts, okay, so that now they're gone. And now are you just at, Renee starts screaming.
Yeah, I have where it left off where Dr. V said.
Weird. Why did they cut that out?
I have no idea, because I had where Jen was saying to Renee, like, you wanted to do it. You were, like, all geeked up to do this. You were all like, oh, puppy, and I didn't want to do it. So just like if you didn't want to do something that I wanted to do, so it's not about you, like, ooh, taking one for the team, which I actually agreed with Jen. And then Dr. V says, I'd love to say tomorrow will be better, but I can't because this is boot camp. And then Renee is all pissed off about Amber.
Yeah, because Amber talking about Amber Brandy. Beelines away. Yeah.
Right. And then Renee's like, I'm going to knock her out. She is out of control. That was an intentional motherfucking takedown.
She may not come after Brandy anymore. And her sisters are like, but that's Brandy's issue.
Yeah, let Brandy deal with it. Whatever. It's not your thing. And then Renee thinks that Amber is throwing digs at Brandy all the time, which she is, baiting Brandy. And then, you know what? I'm going to bait your boyfriend because he's a worm, which was kind of a good one. That's I was like, good. Oh, Renee.
Amber, meanwhile, is just whining to Matt about how Renee doesn't understand her. No one even lets me talk.
This is bullshit. And then she's so fake.
Yeah, she's so fake. I don't care about any of these people. And then they're sitting out by the hot tub, and Matt's just like, well, I don't have any fucking respect for her. I'll tell you that much right now. I think she's a loudmouth. I think she's a show-off. And I think she's a phony. And Amber's like, oh my God, I don't even give a fuck who you are. I could be a real diva bitch right now if I wanted to be. And that's what the episode
If means. She wanted, if
I
wanted to be.
I could be a real diva bitch right now. With her fucking Sunset Boulevard, like, turban on her head. Oh God,
I would love to take that scene from Matt and match it with the very first scene where he met Renee, and he's like, Renee, I'm the biggest fan of yours.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, I just love whenever Matt calls somebody a phony or a liar. Oh, it's so funny.
And then Renee says, tomorrow I'm going to remind her she needs to worry about her boyfriend taking her down. So she's going to tell Amber, I think, that Matt was telling everyone which medication she was on.
You need to stop watching this on Daily Motion because
that is the weirdest thing. It missed that
Amazon account.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because Smash is on there too. You can check out Smash.
Okay.
Do you want to tell everyone what's coming up for the rest of the week here?
Okay, so yeah, on TRP we have Smash
tomorrow. $6 edition is tomorrow.
Yes,
we're doing Smash with our special guest Nick Kachina.
Yes, and then our regular TRP, the $4 level, we are going to do
Mariah Carey throwback, which I've never seen, but
I cannot believe that
randomly on podcasts that I've been listening to the past week, I've heard a few different podcasts randomly mention it.
Really?
I think that's weird. A really big, like, famous thing.
That was the same thing, like, when we did the Duggar wedding episode. There was, like, four other podcasts that did all the Duggar weddings.
That is true. It was the strangest thing. Weird. Okay, so there's that, and I guess that's it. And then I have all my Teen Mom 2 stuff.
Okay, you're in Teen Mom 2. I'm doing 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After, 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. A new season of Love After Lockup starts this Friday.
Oh, my God!
Which looks, Amanda...
I watched all of that.
I'm going to be very cautious in saying this, but I think this might be, like, one of the best seasons ever.
Oh, my God. Including the first one,
because it looks crazy. And a new season on Married at First Sight. Okay. So I got lots of stuff coming up.
I'm doing, I'll do a 16 and Pregnant of some kind that I'll pick at random. And then I'm doing Teen Mom 2 Season 4, Episode 3, I believe, coming up on that main feed this Friday.
Yay.
And then I have a Friends of the Countess, my Real Housewives of New York.
So excited. I love it.
Or Tuesday that drops. Okay, that's it. But next, we'll be back in 3 weeks to catch up on good old Amber and the gang.
That's right. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.